You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
All right, so we're diving into the world of hip-hop today, but it's not just some music bio, you know. We're talking about Anthony Wolfe Jones, Diddy's longtime friend, bodyguard, and his life. It ended with bullets, man. Lots of them.
And it's that Diddy connection that makes it so interesting. I mean, the guy was Puff Daddy. That wasn't just some boss in his muscle.
Right. Not even close. Yeah, I mean, if you're not into hip hop, you know Diddy, right? The guy's huge. Music, business, those legendary parties. But there's always another side. And Wolf, he was in deep.
Closer you get to the top, the bigger they come at you.
Right? Yeah.
That's what we're looking at today.
Exactly, yeah.
This article we've got, it's called The Mystery of Wolf Jones, The Untimely Death of Diddy's Longtime Friend.
Okay.
And it makes you wonder, was Wolf just in the wrong place? Or did something messier happen?
Because let's be real, music biz. Yeah. Especially back in the 90s, things could get, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Success, the streets, it all blurred together back then. To get Wolf, you got to get that.
So he was more than just like a background guy in Diddy's world then.
Way more. This article, it paints him as Diddy's confidant, almost like.
Hold on, I'm with you.
Like a conciliere. You know those mafia movies?
Whoa, okay, now I see it. Someone called the shots in the shadows. Knows all the secrets, right?
Exactly. And don't forget, Wolf goes way back with Diddy to, like, the Bad Boy Records days.
Bad Boy. That's the big leagues.
The height of it all. Money, power, rivalries that could get you killed.
And Wolf saw it all, right? The rise of Bad Boy, the parties, the deals. Probably even the stuff they don't talk about.
And that's the question, isn't it? What did Wolf see, and could it have gotten him killed?
And things get really real in 2003. We're talking Atlanta. A nightclub. Shooting. Wolf and another guy end up dead.
Yeah, it's, reading it now, it's still a mess. An argument, right? Things get heated, and boom, 20 shots at least. This wasn't just some random, you know.
Oh, totally. Feels targeted, like you said. Wolf was with a friend, Lamont Gertie. He's dead, too. And it gets weirder. There's this drug dealer, Rizzy Burke. He's wounded.
See, that's the thing right there. It's like, why? Who were they after? Wolf, his friend, this Burke guy.
So we got to put it together. Wolf, Diddy's right-hand man, ends up in this nightclub shootout. It's easy to think, right? This is about Diddy's world, the music, some power struggle.
Could be. This article, it lays out some possibilities. Like you said, 90s hip-hop, it had this connection. The streets, things could go bad fast.
And Wolf wasn't exactly, you know, a choir boy, this drug trafficking thing.
Right. Or could this be his past catching up?
Happens all the time, man. You try to leave it, but it finds you. Maybe Wolf wanted out, going straight, but something or someone wouldn't let him.
So we've got Diddy's world, Wolf's past, all crashing together that night. But there's another piece to this. Diddy himself. This is what gets me, though. Diddy's response, or lack of it, after Wolf died. Like, he wanted it all to just go away.
Yeah. The article, it barely even mentions how Diddy reacted, which, I mean, come on. This was his boy, you know?
Yeah.
Years, close, and then silence.
Exactly. So what does it mean? Is it just grief? Or is it, I don't know, something worse? Like, is he scared? Guilty, maybe.
It's the big question mark hanging over this whole thing. When someone that powerful goes quiet, you got to wonder if they're hiding something, right? It's like those old hip-hop rivalries back in the day. Keep your mouth shut or you're next, kind of thing.
Right. And remember that club New York shooting, 99, Diddy and J-Lo?
Oh, yeah.
Violence followed that guy, and Wolf was there for all of it.
Up close, protecting him. Maybe he knew stuff he shouldn't have.
Brings us back to that question, you know? Did knowing too much get Wolf killed? Silence him so Diddy's world wouldn't fall apart.
Man, that's dark.
Yeah.
We'll probably never know what really went down in Atlanta that night. But Wolf's story, it's like a reminder. Behind the fame, the money, the parties, there's always another side.
Truth. And that life. The one they're chasing, all that ambition, it can cost you more than you think. Makes you wonder what Wolf would say if he could, you know?
If those walls could talk, right, what would they tell us? Guess we'll never know. But hey, that's the thing about these deep dives. Get you thinking. Power, loyalty, what it all really means in the end.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.